I'd like to welcome everyone back to the Duck Pond Wall, a show here on WEHC where we pretend like we're sitting on the Duck Pond Wall kind of having a conversation with somebody. I'm your host, Monica Hall, the alumni director here at the college, and I'm happy today that my guest is in the studio with me, Jamelyn Gillespie. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing great. Class of 2022. Did you ever sit on the Duck Pond Wall and talk to a friend?
I did, very much.
I'm so glad. Some people tell me they never had that experience.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I say.
Yeah, that's just part of it.
It makes me feel better. All right, so the reason we're talking today is because you just opened a new business in Marion, and we want to talk about it a little bit. It's a brand new massage therapy clinic. And so tell us what the name of it is, and let's talk about where it is, and then we'll go into what you do.
So my massage therapy clinic is called Healing Haven Massage Therapy. It's in Marion, Virginia. The address is 123 South Chestnut Street, and I'm in Suite 107. Yeah, I just started out wanting to help people as much as I can, and so started a business right in my hometown.
Well, let's talk about why you decided to do this, because you had lots of options. I know this about you. And so what made you look at massage therapy?
Well, originally, I wanted to do PT school, and then after some time in school, there were different things that happened that just in the course of life, different things happened, and I felt like I could go ahead and graduate at Emory and Henry and then take a sort of gap year and take a few extra classes at a community college that I needed for grad school. And then I ran into some people talking about massage therapy, and I was like, well, that's close enough to PT. And so during the gap year that I was thinking I was taking, I took a class to get my massage therapy license, and I just ended up really loving it. And I realized I loved it a lot more than when I was shadowing PTs.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, So once I started working as a massage therapist, I just really, really enjoyed it. And so then I ended up in a situation where I could start my own business, and that's what I did.
Yeah.
So now I'm just in it for the long haul with massage therapy, and I really enjoy it.
That is so great. Well, and let's talk about what some of the similarities and differences are, because clearly something about it kind of struck your fancy since you had been thinking about physical therapy. What are some of the similarities between PT and massage?
So I have been taking care of people my whole life, and I've wanted to help as many people as I can in whatever way, and I've just been a science girl growing up anyway. So when I did exercise science, I really enjoyed learning about the muscles and exercise in general and things like that. And when it comes to the similarities and differences with PTs, PTs are able to actually prescribe
right
and stuff, getting you to do certain exercises and things like that to help yourself, and even they can do wound care, things like that. Massage therapy is more of the, I guess, loving aspect of a PT, where PTs do learn soft tissue massage and things like that, but when it comes to massage therapy, if you're coming in, I can't prescribe you anything. I can't tell you specifically what to do, but if you come in telling me some things about yourself, about your body, I know enough information on what I need to work on in your muscles to help loosen you up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically like the good things of PT, because a lot of people when I was shadowing, they would come in and they didn't want to do the exercises as much, but they wanted to be massaged, or they wanted to get the electrical.
Oh, yeah, what is that called? There's like three letters or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't think what it is either, but I know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
they would want, like, or the hot packs or the cold packs or things like that, that would make them just feel better in general.
Right.
And sometimes as a PT, you have to kind of push them a little bit more to do those exercises to get themselves better. But I kind of do the sweet, soft thing of like, oh, yeah, I'll help you feel good. Because it's very rewarding at the end of the day after you're working on someone and they're like, oh, I don't feel any tension. I don't feel any pain. I haven't felt like this in a while. And it's just so rewarding.
Yeah.
And I can still say, just because of my bachelor's in exercise science, like, these are some things that I could probably suggest, but this, it's not
official.
A requirement. Yeah. But it's something that I have learned about. But yeah, I feel like it's the part that makes people happy, and I want to make people happy. So.
I love that. Well, and it feels like a perfect union between science, you, and also the part of you that's just nice to people. And you are really good with people. I know that from experience. I've watched you with some of the folks that you have taken care of, and you're just really good with people. So
well, thank you.
So I'm glad you found something that allows you to do that. So those are some of the things that are similar. What are some of the things that are different in ways that you found better about doing massage?
It's very personal. It's not that PTs aren't very personal with their clients, but you get the chance to really talk to them about their issues and what's going on. I do a relaxation therapy and therapeutic massage. So relaxation is just a full body, please, I'm stressed, I'm tired kind of thing. And so it just helps people relax. And then therapeutic is more specific to their needs. So if someone comes in with nerve damage, or they've had this crook in their neck for Lord knows how long, or I've had this pain in my shoulder for this long and I don't know what happened, or I've been in a car crash a while ago and they just have long lasting pain. Mm-hmm. And that is something I like to work on more specifically, because I get to learn more about each individual person, each individual person's body, because everybody's different. And I just get to find out what works best for each person. And I try to be personal with it, because if they have been having this issue for a very long time, I try to make sure that I make them very comfortable to where I can work on them. And they are in a more vulnerable state, just because clothing is not as involved, but
not as involved.
They but they're under sheets and everything. We have a draping system to make sure that only the part that I'm working on is exposed.
Right.
And it can be uncomfortable for some people, and you're not usually doing that at a PT's office that you have
typically.
To do that. Typically.
They're really into clothing.
They're
the
really
PT
into
office.
Clothing, yeah. Yes. and I can still work on you with clothes on. I have a chair massage, so it's kind of like when you're in a mall, you kind of sit in a forward stance, but you can keep your clothes on. If you don't feel comfortable, then I can still work on you. It just takes a little longer. So, but that's the main thing, is just getting more comfortable and kind of having that personal connection with that person, because if you don't, then they won't feel comfortable with you.
Do you have tricks? I mean, I'm guessing some people come in really sort of like nervous about that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I'm that person that is like, well, this is a lot to take my clothes off. And so, so what do you do to sort of reassure people?
To start people out, if they don't want to take any of their clothes off, but they still need a table massage, I just tell them, go with what you're comfortable with. If you want to keep the whole set of clothes on, that's okay. We'll start out like that, and then I'll work with what I can do. And then as we build a relationship, as you continue getting appointments, then we'll get more comfortable with one another.
Yeah.
And it's easier that way, because I am not going to force you to do anything. There is nothing that, like, it's not required.
Right.
It's just
right.
easier
yeah.
to work on the muscle.
More effective.
Yeah, it's more effective.
Right.
But if you don't feel comfortable, that's okay.
Yeah. Do you find that most people need more than just one session?
Yes. If you're coming in just because you're wanting to relax and this is just sort of a pampering thing for you, then that's fine. You can just come in whenever. But if you're coming in for a therapeutic massage and you have just been having these issues for a very long time, I would really love to see you much more often. Some doctors I've heard have said massage is very important to even get at least twice a week.
Oh, wow.
But it's not always financially available, because
sure.
massage therapist is just harder for us to bill insurances. I do have what's called a NPI number on my receipts that allows for, if you need reimbursement, then it kind of coaxes your insurance to reimburse you.
Oh, that's good.
But you kind of have to play that between you and your insurance company of, I need this.
Yeah.
And
do doctors ever prescribe it?
They can. If you are having a issue, there's a few doctors in Marion that have, like, I know them personally, and they tell their clients, you do need massage.
Oh.
And if they just write it down on a piece of paper, then that also coaxes the insurance to be like, oh, okay, your doctor said this and she has an NPI number. Perfect. We'll give you
that. Oh, that's
that.
Funny.
But yeah, it's like, it's just the matter of, a lot of times doctors will just say, yeah, that would be good for you, but they don't write it down. So
yeah.
You have to kind of ask
something
them.
Something official.
Yeah, you need something official for, especially just insurances, because it's hard to deal with them.
Oh, you think?
You think?
You think? Well, I want to remind everybody, we're speaking today with Jamelyn Gillespie, Emory & Henry Class of 2022, who has just opened a wonderful new massage therapy clinic in Marion on Chestnut Street. I was there for the ribbon cutting, and
yes.
It was fun. It's a beautiful space.
Beautiful
space, and it's very quiet, and that'll be a good spot for you. And it's easy to get from there to other cool things in Marion, so you can go get your massage therapy taken care of, and then, you know, go over to the Wooden Pickle and have lunch or something.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Sister's Cafe is right next door,
everybody
loves that place, too.
Everybody loves Sister's. That is the doggone truth. Well, so let's talk a little bit about what you've had to do in terms of training for this. So you graduated with a bachelor's in exercise science from Emory & Henry. So what did you do after that to get ready for this?
So after that, I went to a school in Johnson City called Reflections of Health, and it's in the Tennessee part of Johnson City. So they require, I think, 550 hours of learning, but Virginia only requires 500. But I did do the full 550. And I did a weekend course. So it was all of Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just studying from, I think it was 9 to 6.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That was a long day.
But it was worth it. I was able to, throughout the week, still work and make the money that I needed to just to continue going back and forth. And luckily, I had a friend that lived there, so I could just stay with her.
Oh, that's good.
But it wasn't extremely rigorous.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a lot in one setting. But a lot of what I had learned at Emory was very beneficial when it came to there, because I had already learned a lot of the anatomy and physiology that they had covered.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Which, the funny thing with massage therapy school was, I was the youngest person there. 'Cause,
no way.
Yeah. Everyone in my class it was their second career choice.
Mm.
So a lot of them hadn't been in school for a while or things like that. And I luckily had all of my Quizlets and flashcards and all that stuff from Emory, so I just shared it with them, and
oh, cute.
Was able to create a study group.
That's neat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what kinds of things do you study, or what sorts of things did you maybe especially enjoy learning about?
Well, studying wise, we needed to go over like the history of massage, anatomy of the body, that's including the bones and muscles specifically, and physiology and pathology, some of learning about the different diseases and things like that.
Oh, sure.
We definitely need to be aware of that. And some medications we had to go over, just because if you have any blood thinners or you're on heart meds or anything like that, it's just important for the massage therapist to be aware of.
Right.
I don't know.
You didn't feel like it was as academically rigorous as you?
I felt like Emory definitely prepared me for that school.
Nice.
But
have you gone on to do some other training since then?
Since then, not necessarily. I do need to continue. I need continuing education hours.
Mm-hmm.
So every 2 years, I'm pretty sure it's like 24 continuing education hours, and two of those being ethics and two of those being law.
Oh, wow.
That I need to make sure that I keep up with in case of an audit. But
oh, sure, sure.
Yeah. But it's important to me because it allows me to not just stay stagnant in my learning, and I can continue learning lymphatic massage or cranial sacral or different things like that that can enhance my knowledge and to enhance what I can do for the community. But I also had to take a state boards test, which was called the MBLEX.
Oh.
So that is another thing for massage therapists. They have to make sure they do.
Oh, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. Was that a pretty hard test?
It was the most confusing test I ever took.
Did you need a massage when it was all over?
I was like, that? After, the questions were just worded very interestingly, and luckily you did get, it was either pass or fail. There wasn't a specific percentage that you needed to get.
Yeah.
But at the end, I had gone to the proctor, and they handed me a paper upside down, and they said, I hope you have a good day. And in my head, I was like,
what does that mean?
What does that mean? Yeah. And luckily, I went outside and looked at it and said, you passed. And I was like, why did you make me feel
like
that?
That's messed up. Why would they scare you like that? That's crazy.
Like, why did you? But yeah.
Maybe you were the only one who passed that day and they were just being coy.
Well, I guess. I don't know. But I was very happy at the end of it. But I was like, wow.
That's funny.
You made my heart skip a little bit.
Well, and you know, you said something about lymphatic
yes.
Massage. Tell me a little bit about what massage can do. I mean, we expect, you know, like for instance, I was laughing and telling Leanne, I woke up with a kink in my shoulder today. Mm-hmm. I was like, how perfect. I've got a massage therapist coming in the studio today.
Yes.
So you expect to think of massage for those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm guessing that maybe massage can help or prevent even some things. And so talk a little bit about what it can do for you besides the obvious.
Yeah. So it's very good. Even if you are you work out a lot. It's good for recovery too, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of people that don't stretch like they should.
Oh, yeah.
And it helps with that. It helps with what you said, knots and kinks and things like that, working those things out. And also, say, specific to lymphatic massage, if you are having a bunch of swelling in your legs or in different parts of your body, lymphatic massage helps with decreasing that swelling and opening up the lymph nodes to allow for that drainage to happen and more clearly. It's just an encouragement of the body. And as well as cranial sacral therapy, that's specific to the head and brain and working certain muscles around those, because it can even help with people with ADHD, with autism, things like that. And that's something I would really love to learn and to work on. And there's another one. There's another type of massage that I really want to learn that I know a woman in Withville, her name is Brandy Davis, does. And it has helped with stroke victims.
Oh, interesting.
And helping people regain that feeling.
Yeah.
And she said it takes a while. It can be up to a few months.
Mm-hmm.
But she has seen results.
Wow.
And I think that is very good. And I work with some patients that, say specifically one specific person, fell off of a ladder when they were working and onto their spine.
Ow.
And they were paralyzed from the waist down for
mercy.
A long time. They had 3 years of PT, and at this point they can walk, but they don't have a lot of feeling in their legs. And I've been working on them every other week for a little bit now, and they have told me that they have started feeling a lot more.
Oh.
And I just try my best to work the knots, try to feel for the nerve sites and things like that to open up what I can mm-hmm. within the muscle. And a lot of the muscle, it's working. It's just not working the way you would want it to.
Right.
His brain is trying to tell it to do something and it's trying, but it doesn't really know. So a lot of his calf muscles, they just have random knots scattered about because I told him that his muscle is like a factory without a manager. Everybody's trying really hard to do something, but they have no direction.
Yeah.
So right now it's just creating those different blockages and things like that, and I am trying to open that up and allow for those muscles to receive the signals from his brain. And it's been taking a while, but he has seen better results. Not me really realizing how much it really would do, but it has helped him. So
Excited that he's getting some feeling back?
He is very excited, and he started doing some personal training now. So there's someone actually helping him work the muscles specific to what he needs, and then he sees me. So both of those things combined have really helped him out. So I'm very proud of him with that.
Well, and I'm proud of you for knowing what some ideas were to try. I think that's great. You know, as you were talking, I'm thinking about a lot of people I know who've been doing chemo
mm-hmm.
have a lot of neuropathy in their feet and hands.
Yeah.
Can massage therapy help with that?
So it can, but if you're going through chemo currently, it's not suggested that I give you a massage.
Good point.
Just because massage encourages flow within you, whether that's blood, lymph, all of the things that are going through your body. There's so many things going on. Massage just kind of not necessarily increases it, but encourages it pretty quickly. And if you have a pretty nasty medication that you're on that is specific to one area, massage could spread it to a different area that it doesn't need it. So, and that's another thing that I tell everybody after a massage, drink water, drink plenty of water. Someone had told me that their massage therapist told them to drink water, and they're like, well, I didn't sweat or anything. And I'm like, the water is specific to clearing you out, because after having all that movement going on, maybe a little bit faster, it is so important that some of those blockages might have toxins, or just there's so many things going on in the body that you need to pee whatever is is coming through. You need to get rid of it and just allow your kidneys to do the work that they need to do to clear you out. And if people don't drink enough water or get enough electrolytes, things like that, then it's not, you're going to get feel sick. I've had one person, I told them to drink water and they didn't. And the next day they called me and they were like, I feel like I have the flu. And I'm like, did you drink water? And they were like, no, I didn't think I needed to. And I was like, well, you do.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because it's just all that stuff is stuck within you and you haven't peed it out.
You got to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's interesting without being too gross. I had a massage one time and it cleared out. And I do mean everything mm-hmm. that was in me.
Yeah, your sinuses.
Oh, just mm-hmm. everything. My stomach. I mean, all of it was just gone. And mm-hmm. I was like, that is the weirdest thing I've ever had. But I just didn't. But you're saying it's because it sort of just makes everything flow and get moving mm-hmm. that maybe was stagnant before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, are there different types of massage, and are there some new, like you were talking a little bit about some other things that you'd like to learn, like the, mm-hmm. on the head and some different things. Mm-hmm. Do you see yourself sort of going back for additional training to learn how to do some of these other things?
Most definitely. There's so many things I want to learn. I want to learn lymphatic. I want to learn cranial sacral. And I also really want to learn baby massage, because that's something I learned in school that, like, a lot of babies, if they have colic or, like, just aren't able to sleep at night and things like that, babies do get little knots. And they're
little baby knots.
And they're little baby knots. They're little tiny muscles. And it can really help with allowing their health in the long run just run smoothly, because sometimes that can affect their growth in general, like their height and things like that. And just even the parents just needing sleep sometimes. The babies are probably just in pain and they don't know what to do.
Right.
And there are certain massages, again, not to be too gross, for babies to help them with pooping and things like that. Like, it's important that little kids, like, just any age, it's important for people to get massage or at least know what to do for themselves. So
it's interesting. I think, you know, I realize that now that to think of massage as just about being a muscle thing is really kind of limited. Mm-hmm. And so it's interesting to hear you talk about all the ways that it can be helpful. Now this is the weird question. So, but I'll just throw it out there anyway. But do you see yourself also maybe branching out into other holistic kinds of things? And holistic is a weird word. I realize people take that a lot of different ways. But, you know, I'm thinking, I have a friend who's a big yoga person, uh-huh. and she talks all the time about all the ways in which physically yoga mm-hmm. helps her. And, you know, we talked the other day about acupuncture and some different things. I mean, mm-hmm. there are a lot of sort of, you know, there are things just besides taking aspirin that can help you out there. And uh-huh. so do you see yourself maybe teaming up with some other areas?
I like holistic medication, but I also like just regular. I'm not opposed to either, because there are so many benefits to both. And I'd like to say, if you can try to help yourself first, see the different avenues that you can take, whether that's massage, whether that's exercising more, going to a chiropractor or an acupuncturist or anything like that. See, there's nothing that's, hopefully.
It's not going to hurt.
Hopefully it's not going to hurt. It's important that you just take that avenue for yourself and see what you can do to make yourself better and talk to other people about it. You don't have to take that avenue alone, but see the different perspectives.
Right.
And then if those perspectives don't work, then of course, go talk to whoever you need to.
Right.
And again, I have so many friends that are nurses, so many friends that are doctors, PTs, OTs, and they do so much. They yeah. really do. And yeah. it's they're very important. But they even go into holistic medication.
Right.
They even look into, oh, I drink this tea every morning because right. it helps me with blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And just look into those things, because even the people that are within the specific medication, like, can have insurance will pay them and things like that, they even go to those different avenues
yeah.
because
yeah.
sometimes it just might not work for them either.
Yeah.
So I like to think that, like, there's all this ancient Chinese medicine that I'm sure some of it worked, some of it didn't. But, like, you can always go into different avenues and see what works best for you. And a lot of times more natural things work, and a lot of other times there's so many studies that allow us to have medication.
Right.
So
a lot of ancient Appalachian medicine too.
Yes, yeah. yeah. So, like, there's so many things. Just yeah. I wouldn't say to do, like, oh, yes, you should do this or that. I'm saying just try it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Well, that's really good. That's good yeah. advice. And if you knock it and you hurt yourself, you might need a massage.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me this. If we want to come have a massage, what do we need to do to make an appointment?
So I have a website, and it's just Healing Haven Massage Therapy. You can look it up. It's through a website also called Massage Book. So if you look up Healing Haven Massage Therapy, Marion, Virginia, hopefully it pops up on Google. Otherwise, I also have Instagram, Facebook, you can contact me on, and just my phone number, you can call or text. It's 276-781-3916, and I am happy to help you with any questions or anything that you have. And because I'm a student, Emory and Henry students specifically, get $10 off table massages. So that's a relaxation or therapeutic, or even if any of y'all are pregnant, there's pregnancy massage that I do. So, but that's $10 off for students, just because I understand what it's like. And I hope for the best for all of y'all, because I feel like I have plenty of knots that are continuous from college. So,
so you got some leftover knots from a couple of classes?
Just a little bit, yeah.
yeah. Are your Emory Henry friends excited for you that you're doing this?
I think so. I have been very blessed with the amount of support I've gotten. And I wanted to say I owe everything to Beth Funkhauser and DC.
Aw, sweet.
Because they are my exercise science professors. I love them to death. And I haven't gotten to speak to y'all in a while, but hey, how are you doing? but they really helped me out so much and were so loving and willing to help me with anything I had, because I promise you, I was not the best student. So
I know better. I happen to know better. So well, that's great. Well, they'll be tickled to hear what you're doing. Jamelyn Gillespie, Emory Henry class of 2022, and a massage therapist and business owner in Marion, Virginia, at Healing Haven Massage Therapy on Chestnut Street in Marion. So proud of you.
Thank
so excited
you.
For you. Thank you for being with us in the studio today. And
yeah.
thanks to everyone for listening in today to the Duck Pond Wall. We hope you'll stay tuned to WEHC 90.7, because this is the voice of Southwest Virginia.